가장 시원한 시대, 뭐나 시원한 신, 조조 당조 동안 나서 용연히 가장 친절로 노시, 뒤 온도 송세 아니 무슨 아니 직할 소리, 다 믿을 동안 나서 계시.
As I said in the previous lesson, many of our problems and suffering arise from our four erroneous conceptions.
어떻시니? 제자한테 가장 시원하시네. 다 진짜 로키, 다 진바시, 다 맞춤으로 다양하게 답시적으로 가장 시원하시네. 아니, 전반이시오, 시고메. 아니, 지금 누 전반이시오. 아니, 초 전반이시오, 심 전반이시오, 추 전반이시오, 속도신다. 근데 진짜 로키, 진바시, 다 중으로 다양하게 지도다.
So, a method to weaken the four erroneous conceptions is the practice of the close placement of mindfulness. Yeah. So there are four close placements of mindfulness. Close placement of mindfulness of the body, of feelings, of mind, and of phenomena.
어떻게 진행되는 순간 되면 봐야 한 채에 다 점만 갈수록 편하. 바그치 미다 동화 동화 다음에 시에 꿈에디 안 꼬라다. 그는 루지기 등도 찾아봐야나 로커는 무슨 일을 하신 것만 해봐. 로커는 미다 변한 신이 먹으면 로커는 동화 변한 신이 먹으면 로커는 다음에 변한 신이 받다. 도대체 시가 봐스 여름에 봉구티 등도 꿈에 연구요래.
Or if you look at the four features of impermanence and misery, selfless and empty, one can reflect, apply these to one's contaminated body and mind complex. Yeah. One can reflect how one's body is by nature unclean, how it is impermanent, how it is in the nature of suffering, and how it lacks a self. Yeah.
독신이 삼라단시 용대시리샤 따로 독신이다. 배나 루코랑 삼라단바이나 다 동안에 당신들 세대 삼라단시리샤 배나 류 수도가나 하라마 류진 코랑게 뭐네 배집시다 탑식 간데 제바 있나야다 그러다 즉 탑신 나서지 제바 있나다 류라 치점 제대 제바 있나야 루 코랑게 뭐네 대화 때리 가보이 말해 또 돈다 루 코랑게 뭐네 다 대화 때려서 이제 가보시죠 그러다
So if we look at the very nature of our body, it is in the nature of misery, is in the nature of suffering. For no matter what you do to cherish, you know, to take care of this body, you know, but from his own side, all it does is to give us problems and suffering.
어떤 데라도 다 빼나 진행도 다야 가서래 양 권하영원의 동아 여대부시 먼저 시트비시래 나왔어 다 빼나 가서래 너봐 충중 충분이네 그럼 먼저 시우지 다 지금 제발 장대기 르디 다 거여당 안 세당 아틴데 시우지 다 제발 장대기 르디 아니 배진 너봐 충중 중인도 가나 가서 남산 동아 제쇼시지래도 알아봐 봐 대화 때 뒤지기 시도 깔래 쉬이 자기야 되네 뒤기 때 듭니다. 마대화 시 너빠 충중시다 즉 충중 충분히 남성 때마다 두다 대화 탐지 시기 너를 해준 것도 와.
So if we look at our own experience in relation to our the body that we cherish so much, you know, all is needed and it's something very small little problem, a small harmful condition, then the body starts to give us problems, yeah, a lot of pain, yeah. And although we take a lot of effort to take care of this body by giving it a lot of food and clothing and so forth, you know, putting a lot of effort in it, but you know, what is the level of pleasure or happiness that we get in return? Yeah.
어떻게니? 다 쉬우지 밖에 다 잡아 짱데 내게지 동아 충전지 눌러 충만나 잡토금이도 와 다 통다티래 다 영보디 가서는 루코랑 동아요랑 신이버 세대 된대 먼저 쉬 깔아줄 잡아 짱지 다 쉬우자 다 쉬우 뒤지게 시도 다 쉬우 잡아 짱게요 되네 너봐 충전지 충도 되게 다 통이도 와
Well, the point is this, you know, the body that we cherish so much and that and the amount of resources, you know, that we put in and the effort and we put into cherishing this body, all those efforts, you know, are completely, you know, overwhelmed just by a small little harmful condition. Just as even all those effort and time and the resources we put in cannot protect our body even from a small harmful condition. Yeah.
다 되게 가래 다 되면서 루코 동아회랑 신이 봤어. 과랑 뭐니게 됐지? 제 동아회랑 신이 봤지. 다 깬 또 동아회 깬 시체나 남산 가서 왔지. 아 동아대시 대회 깬 치삼 채나야.
So this is a sign that the body that we have is in the nature of misery, in the nature of suffering. Now all there is, you just need a small harmful condition, and you know we experience pain. Yeah? Yeah. And you know despite putting in so much time and resources into you know, cherishing and taking care of this body in order to have some pleasure, you know? But you know, from the side of the body, you know, the body doesn't give us happiness or pleasure. Yeah, from the side of the body.
어떤 데서 저 어떤 데서 말하나 아니지 그냥 루코랑 동아리랑 신이봐 세시다 돈다 티래 루디 유사도 가나 안 동아리 시지 유대바시 어떠지 잡아두시 동아 세직 티인바래 루지 그 유사도 가나 그
So So this shows that the body is the nature of suffering. Yeah? It is the very basis for all the problems, the physical problems and pains and physical suffering. Yeah? The reason why we have all these problems is because the basis to experience the problem is there. So as soon as we take on a body like this, you know, all you need is some small condition to come along, and then the suffering arises, you know, quickly, easily. So this is one of the things that behind the meaning of the all pervasive compounded suffering or the suffering of conditionality. So we eat in order to alleviate the suffering of hunger. Yeah. So when we feel hungry, it is unpleasant. It is a kind of suffering. But this suffering cannot be removed. The body itself cannot remove this kind of suffering. You know, it needs to rely on an external condition of food,
yeah.
So the body itself, you know, is a nature of suffering. It is not able to bestow pleasure from its own side. You know. In the case of alleviating the suffering of hunger, you know, it is an external condition, food, that does the job, yeah, that provide, that gives that pleasure and that comes from eating.
Yeah. Ta chi kien ta dewa tigre se ta pen se la sopa yang ko chi sam long che mang da na ko ta ko yang ko lu la dewa tira mi do wa cha sam chi kien de yang ko lu du yo sa do ga la chi jing ge dewa tigre de chi sam kien de yang chi sam ma de ya ne dewa ma de ji mi do wa yang ko dung ma ju de si de do wa ina ta dung al si do ga na ne bi kien chi kien chi sam ma che dung al ji chi ru du do wa dewa ji chi ru du mi do wa wa de.
And although in this case, food is an external condition for experiencing the pleasure that comes from eating, yeah. But there's a limit to how much, you know, our food can do, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, you just can't go on eating, yeah. So, yet, from the side of the body, you know, so there's a limit to what the external favorable conditions can do to us in terms of experiencing pleasure. But when it comes to the conditions for producing suffering, so the more the conditions for suffering, then the more suffering we experience.
Yeah. Luke and she, the way she never did call it the waking chisholm tenant, the whole computer to me. What did it?
So, all these points to the body having the nature of suffering and having the nature of misery, yeah? Because you know, the more harmful conditions the body it meets, then the more suffering the body experiences, yeah. And there's a limit to how much, you know, pleasure the body can experience, you know, even though there may be an abundance of favorable external conditions. Yeah. So the pleasure that is derived from these external conditions, you know, after a while, they stop. You know, they don't increase, isn't it? Just the feeling of pleasure, yeah.
我读是呢，他今天什么答应我，做做的嘞，别拿他让给他，让给浪费，留的，安尼是东海让信吧，安尼米达别让信吧，米三别让信吧，达美别让信吧，今天什么东，安尼是他，他朝鲜国海，我的送不要嘞，今天他不是，我读是呢。
So it is thought that as a method to stop, you know, any attachment and grasping for the body, then the teachings advise us to meditate on how the body is unclean, how it is impermanent, how it is in the nature of suffering, and how it lacks a self. So it is very important to continually think about the four seals, yeah, that attest that a particular doctrine is Buddha Dharma, yeah. For it is these four seals are very powerful, yeah. So the four seals again are all composed phenomena are impermanent, all contaminated phenomena are in misery, all phenomena are empty and selfless, and nirvana is peace. So in the first turning of the wheel of the Buddha, in the field of the Dharma that the Buddha spoke on the four noble truths, yeah, he said, this is the truth. This is the true suffering, this is true origin, this is true path, and this is true cessation. Yeah. So one has to understand, you know, the essential point behind these the Four Noble Truths. Okay, so we finished with offering one's body. So next is making offerings that are mentally emanated, of which there are surpassable offerings and unsurpassable offerings. And for the surpassable offerings, there are 12 kinds of offerings. Next is the offering of the bath house. To very sweetly scented bathing chambers with brilliantly sparkling crystal floors and exquisite pillars ablaze with gems, having canopies above aglow with pearls.
That 出所了，他当不出港结果呀，他出去看吧，都是他，可是呢，他移动嘛，啊，你去真正提拉手表，你去提醒约对吧？对，他协定做，你去设计设计，我听得也不约对吧？我听得，啊，你去他，听得给我策划是吧？听得嘞，啊，你去他。
So before one offers ablution or bath, you have to generate the bath house. Yeah. So the bath house has to be visualized as very beautiful, very pleasant, and that it is anointed with sandalwood fragrance.And it's a crystal floor, and it is kind of shining, you know, with light, and so forth.
What do you mean? That kind of thing is that that 主管移动啊，是 what do you mean? That 主管移动，现在是什么档，是吧？啊，你那电脑那图书馆里边的，听见吗？那你们图书馆是的，那懂的。
Okay, so first you visualize a very pleasant, you know, bathing and bath house.Then next you offer a bath.
What do you say? That decision, this is a lot of things that you want to do. You want to go to the room, you want to go to the soul.
So the next verse is the verse for offering an ablution or bath. Yeah. I beseech the Tathagatas and their children to come and bathe their bodies abundantly from many jeweled vases filled with water scented and enticing.To the accompaniment of song and music.
What did the shop? That tunda, that tugang, tugang, jeche, that tugang, nangdu, da, anichita, kasore. Anichik, da sanje, sanje tang, anichik, ti se, that tunda, set the jab, jen tangche, that tusu che, what he made, that tugang, nangdu, noa, anichita, shubim, my pebim, my bache, the new tusu che, what he made.
So in order to do the bath offering, invites all the Buddhists and their children to take their place inside the bath house. And then you visualize that they've actually entered into the bath house.
That Jishimbo Dendengi, that any Serki Pumala Sopa, or Tinde Sama Tang, any Chick, the Namdu, that Shinto Jishimbe, that Chu, or Tinde, any Chick, that any Chick, or Tuxine, any Chick, that Medola Sopa, that what Tinde Gwenda, on the Tusu Chair, or Tuxi, that Trichi Kalaya, any Chick, that Tai Pumala Sopa, Dendaki, any Chick Karsoreta, Nimber Motan Jeva, or Tuxine, Tusu Chair, the Sumoda.
So one offers a bath, you know, to all the Buddhists and their children with precious vases, yeah, made from gold and so forth. And these vases are filled with scented water with beautiful flowers, you know. And then the whole bath offering is accompanied by song and music.
어떤데샤다티주소치도다티레다라나랑게무스트웨모바체티데유기서리티메나니랑게닝가네니치다나나단데나랑게니반닝가네쉐벨라마트시아니쉐벨하만남기품바토바아니치다세기품바라소바아니낭도신도티시메다쳇딘데키시다돈다주소치다돈다어두시니미바체야숭구야레
So one can actually perform, visualize or performing the actual bath offering oneself, or if one is doing the bath offering in the context of Tantra, then one visualizes emanating all these various goddesses holding vases in their hands, and they are the ones who then offer the bath to the Tathagatas and their children.
어떤데숨도다되나마아니지강추치베다추진구로와다추치잡이추진조단다이다갈소라다랑단심지탐지기아니지다룰라슉셰다딕딕자기믹바체에딘용도딕도탐지창원셰학벌도아니지다룰라시다아니랑만너바칭한남기아니뇌셰남기다아니남마팀지아니지태남기다 신라 다 내다 너바 다야라 소바 된대게 아니지다 마 준체 아니 라고도 아니 텔라 된대 제발 때네 다 내시와 아니지다 디줄라 창주 섬노 소바 게 어딘데시다 미바체 모놈자에 어딘데시다.
So after the bath offering is done, then one visualizes that the water that has been offered flows into oneself and all sentient beings of the six realms, purifying everyone of their negativities and obscurations. And then in particular, one can visualize that these waters flow and onto the local gods and local spirits, you know? And in particular, flowing onto the those harm givers, the harm doers, you know? And then and these water pacify, you know, all their harmful intentions, and then in that in the place of the harmful intentions, then visualize that these harmful spirits and so forth develop a bodhicitta. What is the reason for offering ablution or bath to the Buddhas? It is not because the Buddha's exalted bodies are stained. The Buddha's exalted bodies are unstained. But we do the practice of offering ablution in order to purify the stains of our body, speech, and mind. And in particular, we offer ablution in order to purify the ordinary appearances in our minds. So to purify the impure appearances in our minds. Yeah. So next is drying their bodies. Let me dry their bodies with incomparable cloths, clean and well anointed with scent, and then may I present them with fragrant, well dyed garments. So after offering ablution, then one visualizes drying the bodies in their bodies, you know, with unequal cloth that is soft, clean, and fragrant. So then what do you do with the cloths that you use to wipe their bodies? And what about the old garments of the Tathagatas and the children? Yeah. So you visualize that they dissolve into light. You could visualize them in yellow or red light. And this light dissolves into you through the point between your eyebrows. And then you visualize that you receive, you know, the qualities of all the Buddhas.
Okay. 즉숨. 즉숨. 그 나사페.
So next is our offering. Clothes. I mean, clothes. Manifold thin and soft clothes. I adorn with hundreds of this and that supreme ornaments. The ayas, Samanta Bhadra, Manjugosha, Avalokiteshvara, and so forth. Alegono tsawa di jaimindo des. Sahano jaimindo kono.
Wakti ta papa kundo sando jaimindo si genpo etro wakti kano tsiksumdo. Teni tela kato lejiwe nasa shindu tishin tamba bus. Kosan sabla jamba naso dos.
So offering them garments or clothes, and then may I present them with fragrant, well-dyed garments, manifold, thin, and soft clothes.
Atoshine, tati nasapoye je sunguyare, zootire, tati ne karsinta, ta karsina ta chuso shidugala, bena karsona ta, Chatagi number chingi, and it gave a queen guyare, and it dagan charging a number chingi, and it gave a queen guyare. That chatagi number chingi gave a cooler, and it was a chasm and a sobriety. And it corruma, Cadoruma, that on the choke numbs on the sob of Tushita, Pierre Samada Arisha, or dear Nichi, Dylan Yogan Shirin.
So when one So we offer garments, yeah. After drying the bodies of the Thathagatas and the children, but in terms of the aspect of the bodies of those who we are offering garments to, there are some bodies they are in an aspect of being devoid of attachment. There are some bodies, they are in the aspect of having attachment. So to the guests whose bodies are in the aspect of being devoid of attachment, then we offer the three robes of a monk, for example.
Then to those guests
whose bodies are in the aspect of having attachment, then you offer various kinds of clothes, you know, that are very expensive, has a lot of value, is pure, soft, nice, and various shapes and so forth, yeah, designs,
yeah.
So anyway, I forgot my English today. So you think that through offering these garments to the guests, to all the Thathagatas and the children, then when things that one is now clothed with the garments of shame and embarrassment. Is that how we translated it? Right. So there's a difference between shame and embarrassment in that, I mean, both are similar in that they function to help us refrain from non-virtue. But as for shame, shame is the mental factor that causes us to abstain from non-virtue on account of oneself. And embarrassment is the mental factor that causes us to abstain from non-virtue on account of others. Then I also adorn with hundreds of this, and that supreme ornament is the Arya Samatabhadra, Amajugosha, Avadigrishwara, and so forth. There is the offering of ornaments. So one offer ornaments to those who are in an aspect of having an attachment. So there are many different kinds of ornaments, such as earrings, necklaces, bracelets, anklets, belts, and so forth. Yeah, all different kinds of ornaments. So these are offered to those who are showing the aspect of having attachment, such as, if you look at Chen Ruizik and a depiction of Chen Ruizik, if you look at the Tanka, then you know what I'm talking about, all these various kinds of ornaments. Yeah. So one offers this to Samantabhadra, Majugosha, Avalokiteshvara, and so forth, to the eight close sons, the eight great close sons. One can also offer this to the enjoyment bodies, the Buddhas in the aspect of enjoyment body. So one prays and dedicates the act of offering ornaments so that one can actualize the signs and exemplifications of the Buddha. Next like polishing pure refined gold, I anoint the bodies of the lords of subduers that blaze with light, with the choicest perfumes whose fragrance permeates throughout the billion worlds. So if let's say if it is related to Tantra, then one visualizes saint and goddesses emanating from one's heart, and they hold in their hands vessels containing as perfumes or scented water, and then they anoint the bodies of the Tathagatas and their children. After making this offering of anointment to the bodies of the Buddhas, and one can pray to actualize this particular feature of the Buddha's body in the future, having this having a body that is the color of refined gold. Next is the offering of flowers. And to the highest objects of giving, the lords of subduers, I offer all enchanting sweet-smelling flowers, such as Mandara, lotus, and Upala, and beautiful, well-arranged garlands.
So he says
where one offers pleasant flowers like Mandarava, lotus, Upala flowers, and so forth, and they are all very. They all give off, these flowers give off a nice and fragrant scent. And one should also offer flower gardens that are well arranged and beautiful. So when one offers loose flowers to those Buddhas in the aspect of being free of attachment, so then you visualize that these flowers that you offer, loose flowers, then transform into a pleasant mansion and various Yeah, so these flowers, loose flowers, transforms into a beautiful celestial mansion, and they also transform into parasols and victory banners.
Yeah.
So it is said that one offers the flower garlands to those who are in the aspect of possessing attachment, for example, the complete enjoyment bodies here. So one offers these flower garlands directly, yeah, to them. So one can make the prayer to actualize the seven branches of enlightenment after offering the flowers. So yeah, so there are seven branches of enlightenment, and the branch of mindfulness, the branch of discriminating wisdom, the branch of joyous perseverance, the branch of pliancy, the branch of concentration, the branch of equanimity, and I think I missed out something. Anyway, it is taught in the commentaries that after offering the flowers, one dedicates the merit and one prays to be able to actualize the realizations of the seven branches of enlightenment. So next is the offering of incense. I also offer clouds of incense whose pervasive sweet aroma steals away the mind or captivates the mind. Huh? So one offers incense that is very fragrant. So it is mentioned in some of the teachings that you can visualize these blowing clouds of incense, yeah, smoke, yeah. And these then transforms into the seven precious kinds of jewels, and then you offer that.
어 독신이 다 된다 아니지 다 도와 축주 최제 다 돈다 이다 언제와 서든 잡아 다 림보지 나도는 소바 도신이 피해 다 답변은 도와지다 축주 최주로 와 다 뒤에서 림보지 나도는 소바 섬당제 다 산제 서든 잡아다 피해 어떤 데시다
So you can visualize that these billowing clouds of incense smoke that goes out to the ten directions, and then these transforms into seven kinds of jewels, and then you offer all of that to all the Buddhas.
어떻게 해드리셔? 다때 돈다 드네마 아니지 가서라다. 진대 표시 다 라운드 삼제 탐제 주기 아니지 동아 아니지 동아 산에 아니지 라운드 삼제 탐제 대회 침벌치. 신송님의 삼로 땅에 어딘데셔? 진대 라운드 삼제 탐제 주라 아니지 개와 개배 아니 추중기다. 지송이 잡아셔 어떤 데서냐 말람 대회 어딘데셔?
So you visualize that this billowing clouds of incense smoke goes in the ten directions and transforming into seven kinds of jewels, and it offered to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And then you also think that all the suffering in your and other in your own continuum and suffering in existing in the continuum of others are cleared away. And then you pray and dedicate that due to offering of this incense, then may one gain the ethical discipline that is pleasing to all the Buddhas.
You okay? Huh? Not too much? Not too much. That dinner ship, didn't she say? She says, Saturn, not so chabai, Sasha, not teleport, is that she said?
Offering of food. I offer to them the delicacies of the gods with a variety of foods and drinks too. So one prays that that through offering of these pleasant and nice food, may one achieve the supreme food of concentration. Next is offering light. I also offer them jewel lamps arranged on golden lotus buds.
Oh, tanda tira sa tanda yin dilang tira ta pena marmela soba piyun duka na tanda nö yidung wa ta manzo rindang dan chabi nö ta tanda yin ta meto pema la soba kende ba la tinde yi ta Kochi Gendeva, Tindesta, No Yidunga, Samatanshi, a Chesuji Sungar, that No Yidunga, Tinandu, that Rimbuja Natsu, that on the Binduela Sobita, Woshi Yeting, that Rimbuja Natsu, that Tindesta Samatanshi, and Rimbuja Natsu Tele, that Wurtus, that Rimbuja Nangatele, Wurtus, and it's a Kosso, that Zambling Tamje, that Woki Tabachi, Nindan Ten Tamje said to that Nindan Ten, now you do that Tabachi. 진대에 나올 체가 진대에 섬을 당체 아니시다 왜디 아니 접합해 어디 숨어야래
Then there's the offering of light, you know. So first in the container itself is made of precious substances and adorned with lotuses and so forth. Then inside those precious containers are shining jewels such as lapis or sapphire, you know? And these jewels radiate light, you know, that illuminates all the darkness there, and fills the entire space with light. And you offer this.
Oh,
when you are offering a candlelight, although the candlelight that you hold in your hand may be small, but the teachings mention that we should visualize the container to be as huge as the 3 billion-fold world systems. And the wick is also very huge, and you know the wax or the candle wax or the butter is as huge as the entire ocean. And then the light, you know, that comes from this, the light, you know, fills, you know, the whole of space here, and you offer that.
What did they say? That or talk to me? Did they say something? Say, any thing? Then, that man, pray. Any, that don't know. Any thing? Give it to God. Then, that just to that, more than just that. Then, but any thing? Round that, some just, some just, just, any mistake. Mishiga mongba tamje se, ani sheja tamje kimbe, ani ishiga nawa toba shogo sunita. Oh, tindeki molam jaya, oti sungo tuta.
And then one dedicates the merit through offering the light, you know, to eliminate, you know, all the confusion of not knowing, you know, and to develop, you know, this on the mind that knows, you know, all phenomena, and for the mind to be filled with the illumination of wisdom.
What did I say? Tinema Sheme Kampo, Sashi Tava, Peggy Chupate, Meta Yuan Semat, Damaji, Sheme Potanto, Yuan Dance, Rinjimuti, Dinja, Zebar Was, Payet Namki, Jinju, Tedajan, Toji, Ranshin, Jama, Borki, Sister.
Next is offering a palace. To those who have the nature of compassion, I offer inestimable palaces resounding with melodious praises, beautified by and blazing with hanging ornaments of gems and pearls that adorn the infinite space.
Roshame Kang Tinde Pisha, that on that energy to the Monom Diala Tire, Casana, Rando Simja Tamjiki, Anni Tarbat Chamber, Anichi Casor, Tarbat Chamber, Trunkier Tower Show, say Sundu Tavasta.
And one dedicates the merit of offering this inestimable mansion so that one can actualize the great city of liberation.
What took in it, Dinema, Anichi Dupuya?
So next is the offering of parasols. Eternally shall I offer to the Lords of Viewers jeweled parasols with golden handles and pleasing ornaments embellishing the rims, standing upright, their shapes beautiful to behold. And I think it's okay to be visualized, you know, offering goddesses, you know, emanating from your heart, and they hold in their hands, you know, these various beautiful parasols, and then offering those to the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. And then one prays that, you know, due to offering these parasols, you know, may one be protected from the heat of cyclic existence and the lower realms, and then may one come under the protection of the three jewels. Next is offering music. Besides those, make collections of offerings resounding with sweet, pleasing music, clouds that appease the suffering of sentient beings and remain individually. What it says in the commentary that I also present the offerings of offering clouds of instruments and pleasant melodies, you know, that clears away the suffering of sentient beings and then satisfies them, you know, just by hearing it. Next, may a rain of flowers and gems descend continuously upon all the Dharma jewels and upon the reliquaries and holy images.
So
one makes offerings to the Dharma jewel. Yeah. So there is the scriptural Dharma jewel and the realizational Dharma jewel. So the scriptural Dharma jewel is the 12 branches of scriptures together with the volumes of texts. And then you have the realizational Dharma jewel, which are essentially the qualities of abandonment and the qualities of realizations, in the continuum of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
What then? That then, ma, anjita, that togi then, that chuden, that benata, anjuden, kasarre, that chuden, namba jala soba, that tonda yin, that chindola, that chuba pye, tuxine, roa, tuxine, that, right.
Then you have reliquaries or in the stupas. So there are many different kinds of stupas, such as the eight types of stupas and so forth.
What do you mean? Then Mata Sanjay Kusu Sudota, Sanjay Kusu Senata, Sanjay Kundadokta, Yanachi, Jimu Chivata, Anishita, Partan, Kande, Shumaina, or Tinzoeta, Tinzoe and Chuba Pish, Tatunda. Or to Sinsuma Zozota, Sanjay Kusina, or Sanjay Shubek of Shanghaita, this is Chuotan, that in the summer Tangche, that period of Insanet.
Then the holy images are basically the representations of the Buddha's body, you know, whether it's a form of statue and so forth.
Or to Sinne, that in the ma, Mixer Karina, that in the ma. Or to Sinne, that in the lot in the Mipaches, that Choba Jumacheva, and Tatu, that in the Sita, and it's a Casoreta, Choba Nasosita, that in the Bushetan, the Metal of Soba Tindesian, Juntu, and it's pretty well. Or Tinde Hanish, Samatan Sare, or to Sinne, that Sanji Casso Sanya Mushable Mimbache, and it's that Chudan, and it's a Casore, Puggy Sanji Tana, and it's that Chudan, Gusu Tinzolayan, and it's Choba Pierce. You much of a spiritual or in the summer dance.
So, here one is thinking, contemplating on making these offerings and making these offerings continuously. And one makes these offerings continuously not only to the Buddhas, but also to the Dharma jewel and also to all these holy objects, yeah, such as stupas and statues and so forth. So it is said that when making offerings, one's offerings should be as many as possible and as pleasant and beautiful of good quality as much as possible. Yeah. So as such, you know, therefore, those offerings that are mentally transformed, offerings that are emanated, mentally emanated, are very important. So this concludes the section on the surpassable offerings. Next is the unsurpassable offerings. In the same way as Manjugosha and so forth have made offerings to the conquerors, similarly do I bestow gifts upon the Tathagatas, the saviors as well as their children.
Rang samlatan ne pyeche sungkyare.
The bodhisattvas abiding on the ten grounds are able to offer, you know, make many offerings that are mentally emanated and transformed. Yeah. So here, one visualizes that one is making that same kind of offering. So, for example, when the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra makes offerings, he emanates, you know, tens of hundreds of tens of millions of basically it's innumerable numbers, you know, of himself or light rays, you know, going out, you know, to those similar numbers of pure lands. And at the end of each of those innumerable rays of light are a Samantabhadra. Okay, so the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra emanates innumerable rays of lights, you know, billions and billions, going out to those equal number of Buddha fields. And at the end of each of these, at the end, at the tip of each of those innumerable rays of light are Samantabhadras. And from those Samantabhadras emanate, you know, again, from their hearts, no, innumerable rays of lights again. And then, at the tip of those light rays emanated by those Samantabhadras are also Samantabhadras. Then from the heart of those Samantabhadras, again, innumerable rays of lights are emanated, and then at the tips of those light rays are all the various types of offerings. Yeah. And then he makes those offerings. Yeah. So it is said that these great bodhisattvas makes such extensive offerings through their mental transformations. Yeah. So, I mean, this verse is saying that we are kind of like, we are, think that we are making such similar offerings.
Yeah.
So this is making the unsurpassable offerings, whereby, you know, we think that we are making offerings, you know, in the way that the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra is offering. It is also taught that one's meditation on love, you know, on bodhicitta, are unsurpassable offerings. And then when you visualize that your roots of virtue, transforming the various offering substances, you know, and then offering that, you know, also becomes an unsurpassable offering. All your activities of listening to the teaching, studying the Dharma, practicing, meditating, and so forth, all these can constitute this unsurpassable offering. So it is mentioned in the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment literature that making offerings, making mentally transformed offerings is supreme, yeah. And I think that I guess this is taught from the perspective of those practitioners who are living a simple life. So one said that one can accumulate a lot of merit, you know, by making these mentally transformed offerings. You know, sometimes, you know, when we make offerings of actual substances, sometimes it can be done, you know, it can be accompanied by arrogance, pride, and attachment or miserliness. So here in this text, you know, so in Shantideva, you know, being a very simple, he being a practitioner, living a very simple, materially simple and contented life. So he emphasizes that mentally transforms offerings for his particular lifestyle, yeah. So it is mentioned in the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment literature that making offerings is a supreme method to achieve enlightenment, And it's also a supreme method, you know, to help one actualize the bodhicitta. So it is taught that one should not look down on the practice of making offerings. Rather, one should familiarize oneself with the practice of making offerings and also the offerings, making a mentally transformed offerings. Yeah. So when we are making mentally offerings that are mentally transformed, essentially you just imagine whatever you're going to offer now. You know, so let's say if you're offering something, some precious stones or precious jewels, you know, you visualize that in your mind and have it appear clearly, and then you offer that. Yeah. So it in itself is not challenging. Yeah. Not challenging. It's not an extremely difficult task, but you accumulate a lot of merit. Yeah. So we are offering to the Buddhas, yeah. And there are many different kinds of offerings, right? So depending on what is mentioned in a particular prayer, you know, so as you are reciting, so there are all these different verses for making offerings, and there are many various offering substances that are mentioned, yeah. So whatever offering substances that are mentioned, then you bring that to mind, visualize it, and then you offer it, yeah. So this is what we have to think when we are reciting those praises or verses or making offerings. Yeah. And if we are able to do this, then we easily accumulate a huge amount of merit and purify our minds of obscurations, and then, you know, and we create a course to achieve enlightenment. So the Bodhisattva on the first ground, for example, is able to emanate 100 bodies, and with the 100 bodies, he goes to 100 Buddha Pure Lands and makes offerings. Then the Bodhisattva on the second ground is able to emanate 1,000 bodies, and he goes to 1,000 Buddha Pure Lands and makes offerings. And then for both bodhisattvas who are on the 10th ground, they are able to emanate, you know, bodies equal to the innumerable Buddha fields, you know, literally billions, and then they make offerings. So if these bodhisattvas on the grounds have to make such offerings, then it goes without saying that we need to put in more effort into making offerings, since we only have one body.
Something. 저거 충전이지면은 아니 지금 표시 아니 랑기 얘기 주시 저거 보도 매고 표현 단어 쇼는 신 어디에 섬을 땅나 아니 지다 손은 저 자신 못 사야 어고가 병화 어디에 있어요.
So it is mentioned here in the stages of the path of literature, which we have already gone through, that there is something called the power of the merit field, the power of holy objects, the power of merit field. So it is said that, you know, when one makes offerings, any offering to the merit field or to holy objects, it doesn't matter what kind of motivation you make the offering with. You know, and it doesn't matter whether you dedicate the merit that you accumulate through making the offering to enlightenment or not. It is said that all those offerings that you make to the merit field and the holy objects automatically become a cause for full enlightenment. So this is the exception. Okay? So this is due to the power of the merit field. So such an opportunity exists for us. For us to seize. So therefore, whenever we have an opportunity, when we make offerings to the merit field or to holy objects, even though you may have something small in your hand, but you know, like what I said earlier, so you could visualize, making extensive offerings, and then you will easily accumulate a lot of merit.
rangki lupi ya ta lana mebe choba ta lana yebe choba ti de sung tu choba mongbo sung da ta shung tu ma den chi ani tu zu sung na re ma lo ani chi lo ba na xin sam lo istang a ta da shi ba na xin de ya pi a ti de chi na ya go shi ra han chi so nam sa ya a ti re
so far we have read all these many verses of making offerings so basically they pertain to making offerings of making surpassable offerings and unsurpassable offerings, including offering one's body. So if you have time, you can just recite these verses slowly, and then visualize accordingly. And through that, you can accumulate a lot of merit. Okay, that's about it. So if you have any questions?
Too much reading. Okay.
Ken Rinpoche, I have one question here. You were mentioning about impermanent in samsara are caused by karma and delusion. But can I say that impermanent in samsara is not pervaded, not caused by these two causes alone? Because the blessing of the Buddha causes virtuous thoughts in sentient beings' mind. So such impermanence in samsara are also caused by the enlightened activities of the Buddha. So my question is, so the virtuous thoughts that are caused by the enlightened activities of the Buddha, is it samsara or not samsara?
Your question is what? the virtuous thought is samsara, not asking that, isn't it? Huh? So you said your virtuous thought is samsara, not asking that. Isn't it? I think so, something like that. First place, we don't know what is samsara. Huh? first time I asked, you know, what is samsara? Huh? Chidang re, ta kaswar, ta ko. Ta chidang jawa tamche, ta chidang ta samro ishtana, ta jawa ganga yang ko. Ti samro ta yare, ta chidang kurawa sena kani sige me tamuchi samro tango towa. Ta ina yare, ta pena, pena penche ki le, rawa, pena kaswar re, bagi. Miri jawa penche ki le, rawa, penche ki le, tenzo jawa rawa, rawa, jiwe lo cheka rawa.
Well, first we have to pinpoint, figure out what exactly what constitutes a samsara. Yeah. Then as for virtue, yeah, it is not that if it is virtue, it is necessarily not included in the 12 links of dependent origination. For there are many projecting karmas and actualizing factors included in the 12 links. There are many virtuous projecting karmas, for example, and virtuous actualizing factors that are included in the 12 links. So, for example, the projecting karma for human rebirth, projecting karma for God, these are virtuous, yeah, but nevertheless included in the 12 links. So, such a virtuous projecting karma is propelled by ignorance that is included in the 12 links. So the virtuous projecting karma for a human is a virtuous projecting karma, but it is propelled by, or motivated, propelled by the ignorance that is included in the 12 links. So then, the virtuous karma in our continuum is included in samsara or not? Is samsara or not? What is samsara?
Okay, else?
Last week, I didn't have a chance to ask you the question, so I would like to ask you. In pertaining to lesson 6, you did mention that bodhicitta is my generation. My generation is bodhicitta. You did mention they are the same. I agree with you with respect to bodhisattva, they are the same. However, is it correct to say that with respect to Buddha, my generation is not necessarily bodhicitta? Because if you look at the boundary of my generation and bodhicitta, bodhicitta exists from the path of accumulation up to the end of the continuum of sentient beings. Whereas my generation exists from the path of accumulation up to the Buddha ground. So that means on the Buddha ground, Buddha has my generation, does not have bodhicitta. If Buddha has my generation, does not have bodhicitta, that means my generation is not necessarily bodhicitta. Am I right to say that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Correct. 이날 뒤도 왔다 돈다 인디 가서 보겠다. 다 남주다 심 책진 심지에서 책진 것도 와. 다디 다 산스키 나라 부디치다 라디 책디기 되어들어 왔다. 딜라가 심합니다 와. 이제 나라 주도 가나 책진 심지에서 부디치다서 책디 이제 나라 주래 키면도 와요. 봐. 이제 심지를 하고 보기 참주 심세 주래 키면도 와.
이제 in Sanskrit, bodhicitta has a connotation can mean mind generation, Mahayana mind generation. Yeah, but when and in Tibetan is Tekjen Semke, so literally Mahayana mind generation. But when you translate that Tekjen Semke into English, then you can't translate it as bodhicitta. You have to say Mahayana mind generation.
아, 독신다. 인지 측나라 곧 찬주 심세나 대신 심제세 측하고 유래 용민도 가보도 왔다 돈다.
So the mind of in English, you know, the mind of enlightenment and the mind generation, they are different words. Yeah.
어렵다 독신. Okay. Yeah, one more, then we stop. Yeah.
Then Rinpoche, I ask you. You know, you say we need three conditions to achieve the perfect human rebirth, right? Then one of it is the practice of pure morality must be complemented with the practices of the other perfections, right? And so, I anyhow link. I see this morality, and then I thought of the foundation of all the good qualities. There is a verse that reads, 等一下。 There is a verse that reads, clearly recognizing that I will not achieve enlightenment by developing bodhicitta without practicing the three types of morality, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. So I'm thinking that this pure morality that we need to achieve the precious human rebirth is the same as these three types of morality that is mentioned in the foundation of all good qualities. Is it? Or am I just thinking nonsense? I don't think there is, you can link it in that way. Because the verse in the foundation of all good qualities which says, even if I develop bodhicitta, if I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. So there's that verse here. So the three types of morality here refers to the bodhisattva morality, the bodhisattva ethics here. So the pure morality that is one of the conditions for achieving a human life of freedom and endowments is primarily referring to guarding well the ethical discipline of abandoning the 10 non-virtues.
Okay, we stop here, huh? I did too much today.
Yes. Okay. So she begins to sing with the drum.